AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Fierce fighting reported outside Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine. Heavy Russian shelling and infantry attacks. Charles de la Desma reports NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warns alliance ammunition stocks are running low.
The current rate of Ukraine's ammunition expenditure is many times higher than our current rate of production.
Stoltenberg urges Ukraine's Western allies to ramp up their military support in the face of a new Moscow military push.
The Russians are willing to send in those forces and take a high number of casualties. So for me, this just highlights the importance of timing. It's urgent to provide Ukraine with more weapons.
Stoltenberg adds NATO sees no sign whatsoever that President Putin is preparing for peace. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. fighter jets have shot down 4 unidentified objects in 8 days, the latest Sunday over Lake Huron.
We have been more closely scrutinizing our airspace at these altitudes.
Assistant Defense Secretary Melissa Dalton.
Including enhancing our radar, which may at least partly explain the increase in objects that we've detected over the past week.
China claims more than 10 U.S. high-altitude balloons have flown in its airspace during the past year. Another rescue in Turkey today. A 13-year-old pulled alive from the rubble in Hatay, but the confirmed death toll in the earthquake zone now more than 35,000. President Biden has fired the architect of the Capitol. The news comes as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he'd lost confidence in Brett Blanton. An inspector general report found administrative, ethical, and policy violations, including Blanton misrepresenting himself as a law enforcement official. And the World Health Organization says Equatorial Guinea has confirmed an outbreak of Marburg disease with at least 9 deaths. Marburg is related to the Ebola virus. This is AP News. The Chiefs, Super Bowl champs again. Greg Eklund with a recap.
Harrison Butker kicked the game-winning field goal from 27 yards out with 8 seconds left of the game. And the Kansas City Chiefs edged the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 57, 38-35. After a Super Bowl loss to Tampa Bay 2 years ago and losing in the AFC Championship last year, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was named the Super Bowl MVP.
I appreciate it because of the failures. I mean, the failure of losing the Super Bowl and losing the AFC Championship game, it gives you a greater appreciation to be standing here as a champion. Luckily, I'm going to Disneyland now, so I have Disney World and Disneyland crossed off, and I'll have to make some more parks so I can go around everywhere and do a world tour.
Mahomes threw for 3 touchdowns and 182 yards while using 9 different receivers. Mahomes had a 26-yard run to set up the winning field goal. Greg Eklund, Phoenix.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.